pretty good committee, I think, at least they work all right.
Oh, no, sure, they heard everything, everybody, etc. Let me, this might be, let me begin by saying that, speaking hardly, you're older than I'm, hard, and I know that, and, or I'm coming down to a real tough decision. When I say decisions, you're gonna have to put some down. And the thing that I think I do, that we've all gotta realize, and I told them this, and I think they're the same thing, is if we get agreement, the great danger that that agreement will pose to us is not gonna be on the side of those who want arms control, because they're for any agreement, they prefer one that goes further, and so forth. But there will be a potentially very significant danger from those who say who got took. Needless to say, if you recall after our China trip, the communique, which had very little to do with substance, but the whole, but many said who won, who lost, dribbled away because it was a good deal for both sides. But in this instance, this is a highly substantive matter, as you know, and everybody is going to be watching it every day. Who won, who lost? Is the United States in an inferior position to the Soviet Union? Do we get, started here, at least people impressed? What we have to do, therefore, is to be in a position here where we heard everybody. That's why I gave the Defense Department plenty of time to present their case in the last meeting. And I have to consider it. You're not only going to hear them, but we've got to be in a position that if we make an agreement with these faults, that we will not be open, particularly in this political year, to a resounding attack. And it's, and a political year never underestimate from which side it will come. You may find some of the most, what you thought were all out, pieces at any price are out. If they think they could take us on for making an agreement, which we got taken by the Russians, they would do it. Now, an example of that, if you think I'm overestimating, is the very amusing thing that some of those who at first blush, when they didn't understand it, criticized movement had wept buckets of product allocators about Taiwan, or people that would have sunk Taiwan without a trace 20 years ago. But they saw it as a political issue, what the United States see my point? So what we have to do is to build a record, first build a record, consider everything, and secondly, make an agreement, which is some, in other words, which we can thoroughly defend from a national security standpoint. The attack, in other words, is going to be from the right. It will not be from the left. And if it is from the left, the hell with it. We just have to defend it all, because it's better than anybody else is going to be able to do. But the attack from the right could be by the right, I'm referring to, not the nut right. They'll attack it anyway, even in advance, national view, and the rest will knock the hell out of us. Why do you even meet with the Russians? But yeah, the toast with them and all that, we understand that. But what we want to remember is the responsible right, but I answer for that. You know, after all, it falls like Blair, Moore, and Andrew Jackson, and others. Responsible right, start raising the hell sentence. We got to, if they do, we got to be in a position to say, well, now, we considered all these views, and we rejected them for these reasons, or we accepted these positions, and then be able to defend it. So if you were to go back in talking to the delegation, as you get down to the, you know, the hard ground, that last 5 yards to go, this is just scoring a touchdown, but it's one that's going to maybe we'll be able to move and still win the game in the public opinion field. There's also another very substantial danger that is tied to that, in my view. If there is a great hue and cry, an outcry in this country, a lot of it politically inspired, coming as it does just 3 weeks before the Democratic Convention, if we But this could create grave doubts of worry on our thing. Listen, my God, if the Americans are divided on this, maybe the Americans did make a deal, which was not an American interest, which was the Soviet interest. So what I'm saying here is that let's try to get an agreement, of course, about everything else that we can live with that is sound. But we also have to remember that about half of this battle, maybe a little more than half, it's got to appear that way. It's got to appear that way. You know, I know it's got to appear that way, because if it doesn't appear that way, it could raise a lot of hell, and particularly in this kind of year. It's unfortunate it's coming this year. You better if it came last year or next year. But it does come this year. We can't choose. Coming as it does, just before our intentions, it will be a lively, lively subject. And based on what I've heard, I think we're going to get this thing and we get this very good package we can defend. But are those considerations that I think we have to have in mind at this point, and rather than some considerations of which would be more obvious, well,
what do you think? Your feelings?
Well, my
So Roger's passing you, mentioning you, that he's going to send you a memo suggesting you write proceeding, stressing the importance of this. Now, I feel...
Well, I wrote it, but I wrote back to see, and I write fresh now. But the second point is, I don't think at this point that I should write, well, it's just my reaction. You agree that I don't think I should be writing using that chip. Would that fall at this point? Do you agree? You want it done?
Well, I think that there is a real chance that the Soviets are interpreting May 20th as not requiring them to go into SLBMs. And as long as they have that interpretation,
yeah,
our text is up.
Yeah.
They are.
Impossible.
Now, whether this is the right time for you to weigh in or later, I don't know.
I don't like to weigh in jury on something that we're going to get up turned down on. I think that when I weigh in, we've got to have a pretty good idea that we're going to get a deal. You know what I mean? And then we'll go away with everything and say, now this is, of course, these guys are tough, as you know, and of course, the other one will be tough too, but, well, anyway, I've got the message, and I'll consider it.
My reason is that...
The intuition is not good.
We're trying to stop...
Why don't you talk?
Well, I told him, again, I...
Well, you can talk, you and I have talked, and you're working on that. Well, we'll put it in the... We've got to have the instructions, isn't that right, though?
Yes, sir, well, we'll have the instructions.
When we started BMF last November, Mr. President, I communicated a personal message for you to Semyonov on this buildup. And I think the least we should do is something like that.
Yeah.
Or else they'll think that we're...
Is there something I should do? Is there any way you could just fall back in position? Say that that would be the next stage or something. That's another way to get at it.
Oh, maybe.
They
say we immediately should sit down after this and negotiate if you like.
Also, I suppose other things are well.
But you have all sorts of arguments that I haven't heard surface. I didn't want to get into Donnybrook and
But I heard them all so that nobody can say they listened.
For instance, one of the things we don't often hear is that the French and the British are going to have 9 boats, which is over 20% of ours. And the Soviets flatly say to me, those boats are not going to be on our side, they're going to be on your side. And this is a little bit of an insurance policy, you've got that. We're going to stop 3 Soviet programs to just one of ours, IC, SL, and ABM. Now, if you only stop 2 of the Soviets to one of ours, it still seems to me a pretty good deal, because our programs are not going to be stopped at all, the expensive ones. And they're big, they're much bigger than we like to make out. Poseidon and Minuteman are tremendous.
Poseidon
and Minuteman 3, which is a merger between land-based missiles. So that it...
And that won't be stopped.
That won't be stopped. Now, there's a tactical point that I hesitate to raise now. You mentioned Scoop Jackson. Scoop is the oldest friend I have.
And great guy.
And I think... I have worked with him for 25 years, I think. Last year, on the 29th of May, March, he made a proposal for an interim freeze. And it did not include SLBMs. It's in the congressional record. We wanted also to stop the American Minuteman 3 program. And the Soviets were just going to stop their ICBMs. Now, in addition to that, he proposed this hard site defense thing. But the...
He's on the hard side, yeah.
But the inclusion or exclusion of SLs logically has nothing to do with the type of defense you're going to go for. So that if Scoop starts to get acting up,
okay.
I might be a little slower.
Well, on the other hand, let me say I like to take him on for other reasons because he's such a damn decent, responsive guy. You know what I mean? It isn't that. I don't think that he's the one that's being the ones that are going to surprise you. To me, the Taiwan thing was a hell of an eye opener. Good God, I read about some of these clowns that I know Pat Eisenhardt, the Kimoy Matsu, were always shaking Foster Dulles in the ass because of the China lobby and the rest of here. they're all crowded here to where time was. I mean, what the hell is it? I realize it's all politics. They knew there was no problem, you know? So that's what I think we've got to watch. In other words, just be sure the record is one. We've got to be sure the record is a darn good one. If we go out and sell this deal and sell it strongly as one that is an interest of the United States and this is going, and our interest, and this is going to make us second best. You know, let's put it in vernacular. That's what I'm trying to get at.
I'm completely persuaded of this. If I were a Soviet planner, and I told this to a lot of people, I would be concerned about the way the balance is going. Because
you would.
And that, I think, is the important thing. The number of warheads you can deliver, not the fact that they got some more
than
that's the thing. Now, each one of these is three times the size of the Hiroshima explosion. And the Minutemen MIRVs are, I don't know, 10 times the size of Hiroshima. Now, if we want more to do the job, if you make a deal without the boats, we can sell the boats. I don't think you need more, but your hands are untied, so. I have no problem with conscience here about certifying that we're much better off if we can make it be easy.
But now on the hard side of things, I know their position. And of course, it's a position you have to be impressed by the bigger and the, you know, the defense guys really argue it's from them. They're old. But you basically take the same position that the Arms Control Group did. It's not really.
I think you can't.
We spent there, I would say, that 30 minutes on it.
Yes, sir.
You think so? You think they covered about as much as you did? Let me just ask you, do you endorse their position? The same way. You think the new arms race and all that?
And I think you'd lose a great deal of support. The fellows in Congress who we've been briefing, this has been an entirely new thought to build up instead of reduce. Our allies haven't got a whiff of this. It would be an entirely new ball game for the last minute with the vote. And basically, I'm against it because it won't work.
You don't think it'll work?
They're talking about maybe 1,000 receptors, 2,000 receptors. I don't think the Senate is going to give a sort of blank check to the executive branch. They say, how many interceptors can tell us coming? Obviously, we don't know. Indefinitely. I'm questioning whether we can get consent about
it. Say this, it's very important that we decide on it, though. Keep a line out there. Let's not have a big debate about it. See my point?
Well, I think that.
You see, there is a strong lobby for it. See. So I want to keep my guess. See my point.
One tactic that you can do is the one we've worked out with this future system involving lasers. We've got the Soviets to agree that if they get developed, we'll both look at it. And before any side deploys, we'll make a treaty. Now, this hard site is still a dream if it's developed, and either side wants it, we can amend the treaty.
Well, this doesn't stop the R&D, which later said you've got the money for right now.
And it wouldn't stop deploying these components in one of the sites, or two of the sites, whatever you decide. You could take these short-range radars and sprint missiles and operate. What I don't think you should do is set up something that will leave the whole APN framework uncertain until 3 or 4 years in the future and give us a right to then deploy an unlimited number of interceptors and radars.
You share the view that the hard side thing might lead them to be a development of defense?
It will certainly gives them a bigger base than they have now to do just that. And the CIA people tell us it will increase your verification problems. It's the sort of thing the Soviet military might very well grab at. But my guess is the Soviet political people would say, this is just entirely...
Do you think they have some differences?
I'm sure.
You're rather sure. They say they do, but I wonder how much credence you give to that. Is that
right? I'm after 2.5 years, I'm sure that...
You see it.
They're the fellows that want to put the money into civilian resources, and they're the fellows that say... Whatever the Americans say, we've got to be ready for an attack by then. We've got to pay whatever it costs.
Do you think they didn't underestimate our political problem here?
Well, which ones do you have a number of? Which?
Well, the political problem, basically the new isolation, the new, put the money into the ghettos and all that sort of thing.
I think their military fellows do. I think they believe their own path.
Capitalist imperialist sort of warmongering power, right? The military calls it, we believe that.
I'm sure.
See, we might have a... I'm just thinking of a better rather than democratic platform. It's going to be a bit of the right, it's scooping. He'll have to know his wife on this issue. But they're likely to call for a $30 million cut. That would certainly tend to risk to weaken our bargaining power. So it seems to me we're going to make a deal. We've got to make it before that. Right.
Well, that was a very perceptive comment that you made at the end of the scene. It's going to be rough.
Yeah.
Military budgets.
Yeah. Well, the. Do you think they want a deal?
Yes.
So
now I'll talk in terms of buttoning up this next session by the 1st of May so that he can have 3 weeks to clean up and get his leadership sufficiently clean, as you mentioned. He'd like to have nothing left over. Now this sounds to me like a man who wants a deal and expects that we're going to work out something. Also points out how short a time we've got. We've got 6 weeks. So if we're going in with some positions that we know we're going to have to recede from, I hope that Al and his friends will be able to give us quick decisions from you about turning over, because we don't have the luxury we used to have when we talked 3 months, 4 months.
In other words, you feel that they are, that they feel they have to have a deal. And which balances the problem that some feel on our side that we have to have one. I mean, it would be a very bad position for us, wouldn't it, if we went in there saying, oh God, we've got to have a deal. And they didn't feel that way. You don't think they look at it that way, or how do you see that one?
I think they probably calculate that with their system.
Yeah.
The Americans need a deal more than they do because
right.
of great expectations.
Great expectations. There's going to be an election. Right. Now on their side, though, how do we calculate that?
Well, they've been at it now for 2.5 years. I'm sure they've got pressures at home to make a deal. I think they're concerned that things like this hard side talk. All collapses.
Yeah.
Then the new impetus might
let them worry about that. Let it hang out there. That's why I see them rejected too quickly.
Well, I thought, for instance, I would throw out a few fish, like, but we don't have to finish it in May. We can go back to Vienna after the summit and see if we've got some more problems. Let them think a little bit.
You go to Vienna.
I'll go to Helsinki this time, but I will just start talking a little bit about the Vienna phase after this, and then think of a little bit.
What did Thompson think before he died? Does he think they might be?
Yes. I believe.
Too bad he couldn't live to see it if we got one.
And I believe that Tommy, you're strongly endorsed what they're saying here, that if you can't get the yourselves, you've still got it.
But you've still got the deal without this. That's your deal.
The great prize is to get the APNs under some control. Because otherwise, we can, and they can spend billions of dollars. It's like a tic-tac-toe game. Every guy can make an exit, you know how to play it. The other fellow puts a nose down.
Well, Martian and Winkers, great price. Get their land bases under control, too. I mean, they're on message.
Well, I would have thought that when we started this 3 years ago, we'd said to you, look, we could get 100 to 150 interceptors, something like that. APM, we have to think about penetrating. Stop their ICBM program. Like 300 of these figures, it would have looked like a pretty good deal. I don't see any trouble at all on the right, on the left hand side.
Oh, no, no.
Unless they say you didn't go far enough.
Oh, I agree with that.
And that is...
I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about it. We can manage that. Say, what was the hell? We've come a long way. Where were you? You know. But the non-proliferation has to do with the finish. You do the test.
But this will help non-proliferation. We can show the other countries to put limits on ourselves.
Sure. Sure.
It will help.
Sure, but what I meant is when you're talking the test man and non-proliferation, it has nothing to do with power out in the Soviet Union, United States. That's right. So this gets to the heart of the problem, too. That's why non-proliferation is hard to negotiate, so is the test ban. But this should be, this is about a magnitude of 100 times as hard because it goes to the heart of each nation's security. Right?
Sure.
That's what they think. That's what we've done.
May I raise another tactical question, President? I think it would be bad, even if we could get to reach an agreement before you were ready to sign it. Because if one made a reached an agreement at our level early in May, it would leak, it would be shot at from all sides. So if we're...
They count the pieces, what takes you to take your hard side people?
My sense...
You didn't have that in. You'd have all hell breaking loose and the pressure to come on and demands from Congress that you come down. You know what I mean?
So I would suggest that the tactic one think about deliberately not reaching an agreement, even necessary, holding out.
I don't think it's probably going to be necessary. I see your point, though. I think you're absolutely right.
And then you can face it with a set of rules.
Because if we come to the... Well, and also there should be some problems that we may have to solve, and there may be, and I think there probably will be, so that we can come to there and whack it, and then sell up with the highest. It'll be, I'll put it this way, Jerry, it's going to be much easier for us to sell it at the highest level than it would be for you to sell it.
Sure.
Isn't that where you look this out to?
And it'll be much easier to sell a FedEx complete when you come back with a good deal and to have people pecking away at it in advance of something.
In fact, you may have to play all a few games there. There's, I mean, okay, well, there's a problem here, a problem there. I don't know what's going to happen here. We're going to do our very best. Discuss something again in Moscow.
One thing like duration, then draw.
You'll come in
to do that.
What's that?
On this question of how long the agreement should last, that might be a good one.
Right.
To hold it open.
And that's how you would... I don't know, we don't have to fix this problem now, but my general view is that I don't know how this would work. If we don't reach agreement, which I don't think will happen, for reasons that you mentioned, probably shouldn't. We're ready to wrap it up. I haven't thought about this, and I don't want you to say anything about it. Anybody, just pass the word down, or whatever you want to answer. If we don't, I'm not inclined to think that you ought to have the whole delegation from the Moscow. I think that
the, I think you should, what you're doing on that. What you have, we, then he's thinking about this, or maybe get a, well, understand, they've all worked on it, I suppose, and on that side. Have a whole, see my apartment, the problem. Maybe you have to. Well, think about that. Or you have a feeling about it now that you might express. Maybe they have.
Well, I have a feeling that these fellows are all professionals and they would understand it if, we told them it would open up a circuit. On the other hand, if it could possibly be.
If there's something left to be done, well, I see your point. What you're doing, okay.
I think it might be troublesome, I think they ought to just give it a good hard look now.
They might be troublesome.
Like the sweeter you can keep answers for us.
Yeah.
The easier our progression testimony.
That's very, very persuasive. Yeah, that over, I think you're right. If we come down, well, that's no problem. And also there will be work to be done. And we'll want their advice. Stay up to it. The damn Russians don't say they have to play with the Chinese. Think about that, they sleep all morning, work all night.
Well, they're changing their habits a little bit.
I mean, the Chinese, I don't know about the Russians.
The Russians are working more reasonable work.
They used to work a lot.
They're drinking less.
They what?
So they're drinking less and they're
are they cutting drinking?
A more normal day.
They used to drink like, you know,
I think they found that was pretty counterproductive. They were losing people under the table.
Well, but now they're more
moderate. That's our experience. They don't force you to bring the bottoms up.
No, they're not going to force me to bring the bottoms up. I can't stand for that stuff. I did it out of that Mount Taiwan. Just a little sit on each. Well, let me say this. We'll get out of depression. We, you know, give a good bargaining position for you. We'll also be in a position to be very close to just to we should not give you an impossible assignment, especially if you're a guy. I must say that on that SLV incident, I'm very coy defense by you can go to the front, don't make a deal unless you get it. Because damn it, we didn't say that at the beginning. We didn't say that last May. They're right about that, aren't they? That wasn't in May understanding, was it?
Well, everything you put together.
In May understanding involved ADMs and land-based offensive missiles, as I recall.
That's true. That was
the same thing. That's what we understood, huh?
They would interpret it that way, I think.
And when Zion talked to me in Vienna, just about that same time, he was just talking about ICBM. I asked him, how about the SLBMs, even then? He said, oh no, I didn't say anything, I just asked him questions. But I think they're entitled to interpret Natronic, but not quite. And the blue votes. And I think you're well aware, Mr. President, the great gripe they have on the submarine thing is we can have forward bases and they can't. They can't use Cuba and we can use Spain and God. And that's a tremendous advantage. And I think this is to a good extent behind their drive. I'll have more books to make up for that. Now it's a transient advantage because we might get thrown out of Spain, thrown out of Scotland. Not even planned in perpetuity.
Sorry.
Presently it's a great asset, which makes the numbers business. And on the question of where Tom Werer comes out, for instance, I was surprised to hear him in the verification panel and in the NSC say, well, if the boats are not going to be included, then we want to have a short-term interim agreement. Well, I never thought I'd heard the chairman of the chiefs even speculating about a deal that did not include the boats. So he's thinking about if you can't get the boats, then let's have a short-term freeze agreement. After that, maybe he's crossed that Rubicon.
Well, anyway,
I got my marks control this week, I heard from everybody. But, you know, you've got to realize that the, as you know, let's be sure we get the day in court. You know, we have to have a day ahead, you know.
All right.
Don't worry about that, Art, we got them on the way either, anyway.
I'll get a number back.
Play the ones we have to have.